You've tuned in to the broadcast of His Presence with host Minister Angela Thomas.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, all of Kansas City. Thank you for tuning in to His Presence here on 1590 AM. Yes, we're just going to bless the Lord on today. Actually, I'm going to get right to the announcements, and there will be a host that will be proxying for me on this afternoon, Dr. Karen Clough. But I'm going to get to the announcement. And the announcements are, if you or anyone that you know of are looking for a reliable adult daycare, we have your answer. Maddie's Adult Daycare Center is a compassionate center that is concerned about your adult. If you need that type of service, please feel free to give them a call at 816-301-8327, and the address is 9710 East US 40 Highway, Independence, Missouri. Call and get enrolled today or call for a tour. Amen. And ask for Miss Cynthia. Praise the Lord. Thank you. And I'm going to go ahead with our prayer as well. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we magnify you, Father, and we just want to just keep you first at everything that we do. Father, we pray and we ask that you would continue to order our steps, Father. Father, we pray and we ask that you would continue to bless our ministries as well. Thank you, Lord. And, Lord, we just want to magnify you on today, yes, Lord. And we thank all again for those that are tuning in on today. God, we just pray and ask that you would continue to make a way for all. In your precious holy name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Once again, His Presence is aired every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m. Please feel free to tune in with us. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a coworker. We thank you for touching and agreeing with us. It means so much to have your support. Also, for those that would like to send a postcard or send a letter, feel free to write us at P.O. Box 3311 Independence, Missouri, and the zip is 64055. And if you would like to be a blessing financially to this ministry, you can also send contributions there as well to P.O. Box 3311 Independence, Missouri, zip code 64055. Amen, amen. Thanks again, and I'm going to turn this over to the host for today, and I thank her for her time and her service, yes, for stepping in and just being a blessing, because I was not able to accommodate today for the broadcast. Dr. Karen Clough, praise God for the woman of God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Angela, for this opportunity to speak to your radio audience. And just thankful that I can give a word and to stand in. So, again, thank you so much.
God bless you. It's all yours. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, today, you know, normally my area, of course, I've been a Christian educator for many years, you know, but I like to specialize in health and wellness. And so basically, you know, supplements and herbal, you know, just things that were even old school that we remember that our parents or grandparents may have used, you know, to help us in our health. I believe God is one of those that knowledge to come back to us and for us to have that advantage, because relying on big pharma, on, you know, relying on things that, you know, we look at the commercials and sometimes these side effects are worse than what the actual illness was, and that's not a way to live. So I'd like to at one point get into the health and wellness, But when Dr. Angela came to me about this segment, and I thought, what do people really need to hear for today? And sometimes, you know, we get lots of milk, but we're not going to make it on milk in these times. We need strong meat. We need strong meat. And that's what I would like to discuss. If I have time, at least five issues that I feel or an utmost importance of this day for the Christian life, for our family, for our children, children's children, and how we make it and live in this time. So I'm going to start with that. And at the end, I'm going to open up for a prayer of salvation. You know, even if you pray that when you were a child at the altar, or even as an adult, it's okay to pray that prayer again. We need that confirmation in this time. You can pray it 100 times if you want to. God heard you the first time, but that's up to you. First of all, the first issue, and these are not in any form or order. These are things that have been on my mind. And I understand that the listening audience is primarily of African-American. And I'm sure we have every other culture listening also. But one thing that is in the news and what's going on, the first question is, why has the world focused on African-Americans in, if we want to call it, these last days, in this time that we're living in? So I'm looking at the issue. Every issue that opens up in today, you can see the black man in the center of world news. Right now is the big issue of the Black Lives Matter. And I agree, Black Lives Matter, along with any other race of people, matter. And I heard one teacher, he said that America and the world has a skin problem. No, they have a sin problem, excuse me, instead of a skin problem. And I say that I have to agree with that, because there's sin that's going on in all races. You know, a black mother can have fear of her son being killed if it's by the KKK or if it's them black-on-black crime. We have to face these things and know what to do in order. Of course, there is racism, and we stand against that, but we want to open up and look at all sides. So the Black Lives Matter issue that's going on right now, it's very prominent, very powerful. My only concern is that it stays to that agenda, that other issues don't come in. You know, we need, if this is truly about black lives, that's where it needs to stay, the issue of the racial, you know, the systemic racism that has went on in this country. And pretty much everyone is aware of it, and it is acknowledged. The next issue, and I'm going to go through these somewhat quickly, but I'm going to touch a little bit more at the end. The next issue with black people in general, COVID-19. Why is it that we get to the news and we hear black people, even in the COVID-19, we are put on the front line saying that blacks are getting this disease in a disproportionate number, that is. So that I'm failing to understand, because working in health and wellness, I see unhealthy and overweight, diabetic lifestyles in white people, in Hispanics, Asian, what have you. And I don't understand what the difference is. That's something that has been on my mind very strongly. What the attack is against the black man that we have put on center stage worldwide during the George Floyd, during that, you know, when it's still going on to this day. I saw, you know, monuments and statues, you know, things being erected in other countries that are war-torn, that came in our defense, the defense of black people, that this is not right. So for some reason, black people are at the center of attention of world happenings today. I can continue on, there are others. But the other flip side to that we are loved so much, you know, quote, quote, that we will be the first to receive the vaccine along with healthcare workers. And I will have to say I am leery of any vaccines. So, and that can be another discussion for another day. Let's see. And the next issue that I wanted to bring up when we speak of the violence, you know, that's going on in some of the major cities around this country, and the violence and protesting, and we're, you know, we can talk about racism and black people, but still we have to be accountable for our own people. Now, I'm going to say some strong things, but I believe it's the right things. I don't say anything that I don't believe is not true that we all can't see. We know that there is a high number of black-on-black crime in major cities like Chicago, Baltimore, Kansas City, St. Louis, you know, Detroit, and so on. And sometimes the media wants to focus on black-on-black crime, but we have to think about, in the other sense, I have some of my, you know, coworkers, white, they may ask and want to bring this up about black-on-black crime. But you know what? I bring back to them, we're all in a place of sin and murder in this world. Think of the numbers pale in comparison to the white pharmaceutical-led owned companies that are killing people by the millions all over this world. In tainted food, in things that are, you know, herbicides. I don't want to say any names of any companies or any pharmaceutical companies, but I think you all know just from the commercials coming on that it's millions of dying. So we can't, people can't just point at the black people and say that we have an issue of death and destruction with us. Oh, it's rampant in all races of people. And I want black people just to be able to defend yourself that if death is rampant, you just can't. The media may focus on black crime, but there is death and destruction in many ways. And we have to defend ourselves in that way. But also says this is not right. One other issue where that's very, very strong with me right now is also the children, our children in the education system. I have a very big, major problem with that. And I'm not just talking about the things that are negative, but I just want to say, what can we do about it? What can we do about it? What do we pay attention to in this world? What is important to us, and how are we effective? One thing I think about, and we speak of systemic racism, is in the education system. There were reports in some of the major inner cities across America that some children, male and female, were scoring zero on standardized testing, you know, zero proficient in math and reading. What happens to a young man and a young woman? This I totally do not understand. Those people that are superintendents in office, I will say it boldly, you are destroying our children. These people need to be called out, and they need to be replaced. That, you know, what can a young person do if they can't read or write? So what type of life does that lead them into? It leads them into crime. It leads them into prison, and it leads them into death. And this is a systemic suicide. Genocide of our children. I don't like. I'm very strong against this. Just, you know, this has been going on a long time. And if you guys, some of you guys have may seen this movie. It's called The Marva Collins Story. I watched it many years ago, and I watched it about 2 weeks ago. And this story is, in fact, today, the same exact thing that's going on with our black children in the systematic racism. Marva Collins, if you don't know about this story, she was a teacher in Chicago that decided to open up her own school because the system was not working for the children in the Chicago area. They were not being educated. She took children who they said were learning disabled, retarded, and she took these children, and within the same school year, she brought them into her learning center, and they were five grades above the standard testing. So no one can tell me that black children are not just as brilliant and cannot be taught as any other race of children. This is something that we're going to have to start fighting against as parents, very, very strong about this. And it does take prayer, and, you know, those things are very important also, but we have to be involved in our children's education and even parenting. I know we're busy. If the child can play Fortnite or whatever these things, you can get some software where these children are taught in addition. If you get an hour's time on Fortnite, you get an hour in some type of education, you know, something that's going to help these children. Also, one thing as being an educator before is the big thing with our children is also the reading. And the reading is a big deal, and also writing. Writing is that's where we fail very highly. I had issues with writing papers when I was in college. My biggest issue, I could speak like a pro, but the writing of the papers, I had high issues with that. So I tutored at Sylvan for a while, and that was one of the big things that a lot of people had their children in was writing, because some of these college entrants require a writing, you know, before you can get into the... So think about that. Another movie that was very good in this subject is Gifted Hands. This is the Dr. Ben Carson story. That story, I know many people have seen it, but again, it's a mother and a single mother with these two boys, Dr. Ben Carson and his brother. I'm sorry, I can't remember his brother's name, but when the mother came in and she took control, even though she was illiterate herself, she could not read herself, but she made a way for her children to have a better education. And then you have two people. Ben Carson was considered learning disabled, you know, in the very beginning. But she got involved in their education, and he has become, him and his brother are both renowned in their field. Of Dr. Ben Carson is a neurosurgeon, and his brother is an engineer, high in his field, highly esteemed. So these are just some of the things, some of the issues that we need to be addressing. The next issue that I wanted to bring up, if I'm sitting and speaking to, you know, people and they ask me, you know, what do you think about this? How do you feel about this? They ask, where is my faith in all of this? Where is my faith? You know, that's a broad question because life is becoming heavy for a lot of us, you know, seeing these things, but it's been foretold and we have understanding. And as I spoke before earlier, we need to get off of milk and we need to get on the meat. If we understand some of these things that we may want to talk about over and over for years, we stay stuck. We need to, on purpose, with purpose, we need to get on to strong meat. Look at things in the Bible as it truly is. Look at God. God is a supernatural God, and God has always been a supernatural God. Some people, they are afraid of the supernatural. I go into some churches, and, you know, when I speak, they don't want to hear anything about the supernatural. They are afraid. Everything I have read in the Bible, how many have seen God and lived? God is a supernatural God. We see Jesus in the form of God. But God, the Father, is totally supernatural. Every event that took place in the Bible concerning God was a supernatural. Why is God not now a supernatural God? We need a supernatural defense to care for ourselves and our children, especially in this time. The enemy is gaining ground, and God's people, we will not be able to fight against what's coming against us in the same manner that we have been carrying on in some churches. It will not work anymore. Prayer is great, but it says that the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. There's some things we have to get off of our high knees and get up and support one another and do what it needs to be done. And that comes to one other issue following up on that is I want to tell anyone which direction how to vote. That is one thing. That is a person's choice, and I think that's their private information. You know, they don't have to discuss that with anyone else. But there are some things that are scriptural. We have to remember who we are first. We are people of God, number one. The number one I say if we're going to vote for anyone, and we give our yes and amen to abortion, you better check what that person's believe in. Then everything else in line behind that, it matters. But with God, there is scripture where God, he speaks on. If you are giving your children, you give your yes and amen to abortion. One is Psalms 106, 37, 38. You can read these for yourself. Leviticus 20, 1 through 5. 2 Kings 17, 17 and 18. This is crucial against God. So all of the other issues, yes, they're very important as we go and vote and we want to turn things. But I'm still believing that the power is not in the hands of one man. Whether he be, you know, that is the true issue, that we're going to have to come out of that. We're going to have to come out of that mind where even when Saul was chosen, When Saul was chosen to be king, but he wasn't the rightful king that God wanted it to be, you know, in at that time. It was supposed to be David. David came in later. But because the people wanted a voice to say, it's okay to do this, it's in the law, you can abort your baby, you can have a baby, you can birth a baby into this world and then kill it. After, this is something that is being fought for at this time in this world. It is a sacrifice of children. And we don't want to give our yes and amen to that, or else we will fall judgment with our yes and amen. We have to be very careful. And I say these things out of love. Other issues, we're going to have to fight in different ways. No man, no one man, politician or whomever may be, has control over us and what we do and say. This is supposed to be control of the Holy Spirit. We are people of God. I don't care what a governor, you know, in the days where they were then Jim Crow laws and, you know, where black people didn't even have a vote, did we fall and do and just, did we just go and sit on the back of the bus? No. We will still be eating out the back of the kitchen, you know, handed a sandwich out the back, eating on different separate water fountains and so on and so forth, if we just did what the law told us to do. It's some things we know that is not right against, you know, against God. It's something we just don't do. We won't do it. The next thing that, and I'm watching my time here, I want to be aware of it, is one of the utmost of importance is that we need to renew our relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I was thinking the other day when I was going into my prayer time, one thing that I was thinking about was how me, myself, I can get easily distracted. And sometimes when I'm, you know, speaking with someone or I'm counseling and I notice they're looking at their phone, the phone is burping and chirping and, you know, light flashing and they're looking out the other way. And you know what? I lose interest in giving my full attention, my full heart to that person. I lose that same interest, because if I'm not giving you something that is, you know, and I think about this and I'm thinking, like, how many times do I do this when I'm in prayer? I can see my phone lighting and little chirping and little things going on, and my head is turning. I'm like, what am I doing? I'm speaking to God the Father. I'm praying. So we have to be aware to not to be preoccupied with other things when we're speaking to God. And I really believe that if we ask Jesus, if we pray and say, I really need to renew my relationship with you. Just like if we're in a marriage or we renew our relationships in different forms, we have to do the same thing with the Holy Spirit. We cannot make it the same way as usual, saying a little prayer, something easy, simple, and small, and that's it, over and get up and go. We are in a spiritual warfare, and I speak with different people of different faiths. Even people of different faiths, they're asking questions. You know, are we in the end times? Some Christians, we act like we don't know what time we're living in, and it's very important that we are aware and who God is, who He is in our lives, and giving Him that attention. And we need to understand also that we can come boldly before His throne, and not that we are demanding, but, you know, in a sense, we still have that reverence. And we say, God, you know, remember your promise to speak to Him. Father God, I'm living in this world and these things going on. I need your help, Lord. The enemy, Lord, he's coming against us with these things, Lord, that are great against people. How do I live? How do I react? How do I stay strong in this? Lord, bless me with discernment, Lord, that I can live and I can make it and I can bless others. We have to truly understand and give our heart, not just eye service or lip service, because we want to look good. In the times that are coming upon us, times that are upon us now, we need strength. We need strength. We need to truly give our hearts and minds to Father God. And let's see, one of the other last things that I wanted to bring up that we don't use and then we don't equip is the calling on of angels. And some people think, well, no, we're supposed to just pray to Jesus. Jesus is enough. Angels have assignments, and that's scriptural. Angels have assignments that's what they have been made for. They was, first of all, made to glorify God, just like we were. But also they are made to assist us. This is one scripture that I will read. Psalm 91, verse 11 and 12. I think this is very important because some things we're just missing out on that we need to claim again. Psalm 91, verse 11 and 12. And it reads, "For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone." So, and basically it is telling us that the angels are there. We can call upon the angels also. Angels are meant for battle. They're meant for battle. These things that are coming against the Christian church, these battles we cannot handle on our own. So I just want the church family to remember to call on your angels. They're there for us. Don't be afraid of those, you know, of calling on your angels. And also when I spoke earlier on God being a supernatural God, there are times when we will have to approach Him in the supernatural. We will have to spend time talking with Him spirit to spirit, and that's when a good chapter in the Bible is 1 Corinthians chapter 14. The entire chapter, I think, is very powerful for we to be able to open up and to communicate with God's spirit. And at the very end, what I would like to do, and I know this was a lot of information, but I would like to give and offer a prayer, and the prayer of salvation. And if you don't know God for yourself, if you don't know Jesus for yourself, pray along with me. Father God, I have sinned against you and you alone. Forgive me for going my own way. Change my life and use me for your glory. I can't do this alone. In Jesus' name, amen. I believe if you pray that prayer and you believe it in your heart, that God will receive you and you will receive instruction from Him. And Everyone be blessed. Have a great day, the rest of your day. God bless you, and hope to hear from you all very soon.
You've been listening to His Presence with host Minister Angela Thomas. Send prayer requests and correspondence to Minister Angela Thomas, P.O. Box 3311, Independence, Missouri, 64055.